Hello, you reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Harmony. Are you calling from a safe location?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you in need of roadside assistance?
Yes, I am. Otherwise, I wouldn't be calling you, I don't think.
Well, some people call just for information. What's your first name?
Oh, do they really? My name is Frank. Would you like my last name?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Hernandez, Hernandez, Tucson, Arizona.
Your phone number in case we get disconnected and send text messages and updates too.
Okay, 520-336-4745.
Okay, and may I get your policy number, please, and the last six of your VIN?
Okay, listen, I'm not with the vehicle, so I can't help you with the VIN number, okay? Or maybe I can. I just paid my insurance. Okay, let me give you the policy number, okay?
Okay.
Ready? A, Z, A, P, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It looks like it's five zeros. And then
okay.
40863. You get the last one's 40863?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Okay.
And then you what said the last, do you, let me ask you this, do you have the policy card?
Yeah, well, no, I've got the receipt. I'm still here at the agent's office out in the parking lot.
Yeah, because sometimes the last, sometimes the last six of the VIN number is on the policy card.
Okay, listen, I think I found it. Silverado, okay, 1500. That's the one I need help with, okay? Not the car, the truck, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I don't see too well now. Okay, VIN, 3GCTC.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry to cut you off, sir. I just need the last six, not the whole VIN, just the last six.
Oh, last six, okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 210. 246. How did I grab you?
That's the last six of the VIN? The last six numbers or digits of the VIN?
Yeah. Of the VIN number, right, huh?
Okay. What's the last six again? Repeat it for me.
Okay, hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, here we go. 210. 246.
Okay. All right, that did it. And the color of your vehicle?
The color is gray.
And it is a pickup truck?
It's a half, right, half ton pickup, Silverado.
And what seems to be wrong with the vehicle?
It's got a flat tire. Okay, it's a front left.
Okay. Do you have a good spare tire?
Yeah, but here's the deal, if I may. I want to save people some time. Here we go. I am going to go as soon as your people that you send over are done. I'm going to go get the tire replaced. So if you could please notify whoever you're sending out to just bring a compressor, okay, to air it up. And I'm about two blocks away from the tire shop.
So you want a tire inflation?
Look, listen here, man. I want that tire that's flat. Inflate it, okay? No need to change it out. Because as soon as your person that you send out leaves, I am driving that truck to the tire shop. The tire shop is located 2 blocks away from my house, okay? And I'm going to get me a new tire. So no need to, you know, take it off and put the other one back on. You follow?
Yes, sir. I understand what you're saying, but I still need to know you need a tire inflation, correct? You need someone to just come out and fill the tire up with some air, correct?
There you go. There you go. But, man, make sure they bring a compressor, not one of them little toys that you buy at Kmart, you know.
I do apologize, sir. I can't promise that because the providers come out with the equipment that they're equipped with. We don't know if they have compressors or not.
Well, can't you ask him, you know, do you have a compressor? That's all you have to do, ask him. If he says no, can you try somebody else?
Well,
you're
going to
say,
right,
ma'am,
now,
you're going to say people.
I'm telling you that I can definitely ask, but from past experiences, a lot of the providers do not have compressors. They only have the little pump air.
Ma'am, do what you want to. Do what you want to. Do what you have. I know that all I have to do is pay my policy, and I just did, okay? So I'm not going to argue with you. You know, you have your policies, what you can do and what you can't do.
Sir, of course not. I'm just letting you know what it is. I'm just letting you know the stipulations of what's going on. I'm just informing you. That's all. This is not an argument nor is it a debate. I'm just informing
you. I know
you're
just a worker, but I have to inform you what I would like to save people a lot of work, ma'am.
I understand that, sir. I just want you to understand that. I just want to inform you on that. That's it.
Hey, listen to me. How many times do you have to tell me that? You know, I heard you. I understood you the first time. You have anything else to say? Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, do you understand?
I understand completely what you're saying, sir. I have been doing this for a very long time, so I understand what you're saying.
Ma'am, I bet you I'm a lot older than you are, and I've been around the block many, many more times than you have. I'm 75 years old. You're not even close to that.
And the address as to where the vehicle is?
542 West Inez. I-N-E-Z Drive.
Okay. We're going to go ahead and get a service out for you. Once service has been secured, you will receive a text message with the name of the provider, the phone number, and the ETA.
Hold on just a second. Can I request a phone call instead of a text?
You can get a phone call as well, sir, yes.
Yeah, tell them to give me a phone call, okay?
Yes, sir. Have a good night and be safe.